Hi guys, today's show is sponsored by Howl.fm. It's like Netflix, but for podcasts. The big news is that the first 30 episodes of Super Ego are now on Howl Premium. Super Ego presents profiles in self-obsession that are improvised, analyzed, and delivered by doctors Matt Gourley, Jeremy Carter, Mark McConville, and Paul F. Tompkins. Super Ego features guest appearances from great comedic minds like Patton Oswalt, Jason Sudeikis, Jillian Jacobs, John Hodgman, and Julie Klausner. It's pretty much one of the funniest things ever. With Howl Premium, you also get exclusive access to over 120 hours of new Howl original miniseries and audio documentaries like The Complete Woman, Finding the Funny with the Sklar Brothers, and Fruit. More than 80 comedy albums. All the archives from WTF with Marc Maron, and all the Earwolf shows like Comedy Bang Bang, How Did This Get Made, and OMFG. Get access to all of this exclusive content on your iPhone, your Android phone, and on the web for only $4.99 a month. And with the promo code OMFG, you get a full month of free trial. To redeem your promo code, make sure you create your account on the web at howl.fm and enter code OMFG at checkout. Remember to hear the first 30 episodes of Super Ego, along with dozens of original audio miniseries. Go to howl.fm. That's howl.fm and use promo code OMFG for a one-month free trial of Howl Premium. Thanks!
I'm Emily Foster.
And I'm Deanna Refiel.
And we're too damn young
to be this damn confused. I thought TBT stood for Turn Back Time.
I thought Zendaya was a new fad diet.
Is it pronounced meme or mem?
We don't know.
But we do care.
So we are talking to youths to hip us up to what's happening.
OMFG is a shot of pop culture Botox that will, fingers crossed, keep us young and fresh.
And super of the now.
We're doing this for us.
But we're also doing this for you, because let's face it,
you're probably pretty clueless. Hello, Emily Foster.
Hi, sweet cheeks, Deanna Chang.
Which cheeks?
Not telling. I'm very excited today.
Yeah.
Because, you know, sometimes we talk about love here, but I think today we're going to talk a lot about love.
Well, I think you're right.
And I love love.
There's nothing not to love about love.
Right.
Except when it goes horribly wrong.
Dun, dun, dun.
Well, maybe you guys might remember, I think it was our fourth episode. We
Good
had
callback.
On. Yeah. I think we had on Bill Kottkamp.
The Bill Kottkamp.
We learned a lot about Bill.
We did. And it was, it took us a moment. We were in the seats and we were like, whoa.
Yeah.
We had a like, whoa moment.
Definitely. He taught us about Grandma Versace, his stylings. He taught us about memes and the origin story about memes.
We brought it.
Yeah, brought it to like lolcat in France.
It was France.
He taught us about money.
A lot about money.
And I mean, he just had a lot going on. And he also revealed that he was we had said something about him wearing Grandma Versace, and he said, yeah, you know, he considers himself, you know, a woman and a man.
Right. And, you know, now here he is, flash forward, in this relationship, and he and his girlfriend are coming in. And I'm excited to hear, you know, as we just kind of ponder about millennial love.
Right.
How does that play into their relationship?
Absolutely. And I think she's adorable. I've seen her. She's in commercials, as is he. And she's so cute. I'm really happy for him. She, like, locked down a good one. So I'm really interested to see these two and hear. I mean, you know, the kind of woman who can handle a Bill Kottkamp, you know.
She's got to be a delight.
Something's going on.
Yeah.
For her to be able to wrangle that. Should we bring him in?
Let's do it. OMFG! Oh, and here they are.
Hi.
We've got Mary Neely and Bill Kottkamp in the motherfucking house. Thank you guys so much for being here. Okay, tell us your ages.
I'm 22.
I'm 24.
An older woman.
Yeah.
Give two thumbs up to that.
Wow. Yeah, Bill.
Yeah.
I mean, we're impressed.
Why?
I now see you as a more mature man.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You came to us a grandma Versace-wearing fool.
Yeah.
And a year—
I'm still wearing it. Are you kidding me? Look at this.
Yeah, you're wearing a lot.
Yeah, this isn't Versace. This is like, I don't know, something else.
Did you get it from the same store?
No, I can't. Yeah, it's a different thing. It's a different one. Am I not? Yeah. I was, yeah.
Okay.
Great.
clarified. Thank you.
So quickly, tell us, how long have you guys been together?
Like a little over a year.
And how, tell us the meeting when magic happened.
We both act in commercials.
Mm-hmm.
And we booked an acne medication commercial for the brand Benzac Acne Cream.
Never heard of it, but it sounds delightful.
Yes. And so we both were cast as high school students.
Yeah.
And it's a cute story. It was like we met at the wardrobe and we like started just talking, and I was like, this person's really funny, and we made a Vine together.
Right there on the spot.
So millennial. Yeah.
Yeah, oh my God. Yeah. That's how I had her number.
Yeah.
I sent her a Vine.
I know. I was like, oh, here's my number. Like, send me the Vine. Yeah. Not thinking about it.
Hot.
Right, right. And yeah. That's the way it gets done.
Yeah, yeah.
I was in the middle of filming a web series that I was producing, and so I was like freaking out because I didn't know which day we were filming the commercial, so I had Bill's number, and I texted Bill being like, do you know anything, like, about the set or something? And, like, I remember we texted for, like, a tiny bit, and I just remember thinking, like, oh, wow, this person's, like, not a garbage person.
Right.
Like, this person's, like,
oh, that's
cool.
Nice.
And then I was like, oh, cool. And then we showed up to set, and, like, we had breakfast together, and, like, I saw Bill sitting at a table, and Bill waved at me, and I was like, oh, this is, like, a friend.
First of all, they haven't stopped staring at each other. I mean, like, I don't know if the sound quality is going to be good because they're literally away from the mic and just into each other's eyes, which is adorable. I mean, Emily, should we go?
To what?
Like, let them be and
oh,
be by
leave
themselves.
The room, absolutely. Although we'll never want to come back in here again, so there's that.
Ew.
So, Bill, when you first came to us,
yeah.
You taught us a lot.
I did?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That was like, you were one of our very first guests.
Right.
You know, and we have, first of all, I just want to give us a little shout out that we've learned a lot since then. But
that's true.
You know, you brought us something that really stuck with us.
Okay.
Correct.
And we want to play perhaps a little
clip. Yeah, we'll see. This is just where you were like a year and a half ago,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, okay.
And we'll see kind of, if you don't give me 1 second here, I'll try to dial it up.
And, you know, we were actually talking about your Grandma Versace jacket.
Yeah.
And while she dials this up, I'm going to describe for people what you're wearing right now.
Yeah.
Unless you're dialed
great.
Up.
No, go right
okay,
ahead.
Great. So this is a tracksuit that has gold kind of piping, jazzy piping, with an aquamarine and white and fuchsia, and then, you know, just kind of...
Oh, feel it.
And then you've got the black velvet.
The black, yeah.
Yeah, black
the velvet is key.
And it all comes together in this beautiful way that actually makes me feel a couple things in my womb.
Wow.
Yeah, it does.
All right, so let's play this little clip just to get a sense of where you were at before. Just taking you in.
So, you know, you're absolutely right. First of all, it is a jacket.
Yeah.
It's a silk jacket. And I'm actually a little bit jealous of it. I'm kind of sad I'm not wearing it.
You know, it's the exact jacket that every Jewish mother wore in Long Island
when I was growing up. Yes.
While they went and picked up groceries.
Yeah, it's called Grandma Versace.
Bill, are you from Long Island and a woman?
No. I'm not from Long Island.
Where are you from?
He's like, but I am
Claremont,
a woman.
Yes.
You are a woman?
Yes.
What do you mean?
I'm both.
Really?
Yeah. Let's not get into it. You know what I mean? Let's pass on that one.
Well, how can we pass?
It's just a fact. You know what I mean?
So,
So that's where we were.
Right, yeah.
And today you come to us. You had, at that point, I think you had you hadn't had much experience in the relationship realm.
No.
And now.
I had a 3-week relationship with somebody who told me they were for Hitler, and then I broke up with them.
Well, we did not know that.
We didn't know that, but that's a lot.
Fun fact.
That's the one relationship before this one, which it was a weird time to tell somebody you support Hitler. We were like on a mountain. I was like, this is bad. I got to get out of here.
And safe. You are a Jewish man.
No. Oh, okay. I'm not Jewish. No,
but not very Aryan, so that's surprising.
Right, yeah. I don't know. There's some, especially there's some Polak in me. There's not. I don't even know what a Polak is.
So, and now, I mean, really, Mary is a beautiful girl. Like, I'm very impressed.
Wow,
I'm very impressed with what you've brought to the table.
I don't know. She came, you know.
Yeah.
She brought herself, you know.
Right, right.
She came through.
She came through. She came correct.
But in a way that, like, I feel like our prayers were all answered.
Yeah.
You know, like, she's just a real delight.
She's great.
Yeah.
Hey,
so thanks, where are you at and how as a millennial, because we have, since your episode, you know, we've done a whole investigation on sexuality and where people are coming from and the huge spectrum that is gender and on and on. So I think at that time we were a little, you know, naive. And so is gender something you guys kind of talked about and have dealt with in your relationship, or is it a non-issue?
Or are we now just breaking this news to poor Mary?
No, Mary knows.
Great.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Guys.
We got to look at the mic.
Sorry. Get in the mic. I have never seen two people. They literally can't take their eyes off each other. It's shocking.
You can also pull it closer to you.
Yeah, whatever you have
just
to do.
Move it to your mouths. Right.
Move it towards him so you can stare at him.
Great. Perfect.
So go on, Mary. What did you learn and what have you guys talked about? How did the issue come up, or are these, you know, gender information come through?
Well, do you want to talk about
it? You can talk about it. What about your perspective?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, you know, we met and it was like I was talking about before, the day of the commercial. It was like this really crazy day where we just got to spend like hours and hours together. And then it, you know, we just started hanging out after that. And then like, you know.
You got the butterflies a little bit.
Oh,
you were,
God,
like, giddy.
Yeah. And okay. Then I was like, wow, like, this person is really cool, and I have feelings of attraction. And then, I don't know, like, before things got actually serious, kind of, like,
yeah.
I invited Bill over to come watch Spirited Away, the classic seminal film that I think is amazing.
I don't know it.
Me neither.
Spirited Away.
It's a Hayao Miyazaki like animated film. Mm. It's tight.
Yeah, it's got the weird faceless thing. It's like
great.
Yeah, it makes like a weird. It's about like a little girl who gets like trapped in a spirit world.
Oh, it's like the story of my life.
Yeah, right. Okay. So relatable. So we were like watching that movie, and I was like, had the full intention of watching it and like making out.
Oh, okay.
And like,
you're gonna drop.
You're
your
gonna
time.
Netflix and chill this.
Yeah, okay. A little bit. And we were watching it, and like Bill seemed really nervous.
Okay.
And I was like, what's the big deal? Like, because I think we definitely already kissed.
Yeah.
And
but in his mind, he's like, let's go all the way.
No, we were like, I was like trying to put the moves on.
Oh, okay.
And
he was pumping the brakes.
Well, and Bill was like, I just have to tell you something. And I was like, what? And Bill was like, oh, I'm bi-gendered. Like, I don't really identify as being like male or female. And I was like, okay, that's fine, but like, can we make out? And Bill was like, no, like it's really like, it's really like a thing that's important to me, and like it's really confusing. And I was like, okay, like, yeah, that's interesting and fine, but like I still don't really
know what
care,
that means.
Or like care in a way that like it would change my opinion of you, you know. And so then we actually did start making out, and it was so funny because you were like, I kind of thought we shouldn't, but like this is hot, so like it's fine.
I loved every single thing you've just said. That is
lovely.
First of all, Bill, big props to you for having that conversation prior to getting physically intimate with someone, because I think that's such a huge mistake people make. They think they can lock someone in before they reveal themselves.
Yeah.
But I think it's great to just take a beat and risk.
Right.
You know, risk being rejected or risk not having the reaction you wanted and actually have the conversation.
Right. Yeah. It wouldn't have worked otherwise. Otherwise, it's like a weird surprise where I'm like, hey, stop calling me a guy.
Yeah.
And they're like, what the hell? It's like weird. I don't know. That's how I feel with everybody in my life.
Do you use, what pronouns do you use?
I don't really care. I just use my name.
Okay.
Yeah.
It just rubs you if someone's like, hey, guy.
Either way, it kind of like.
Or
I don't even like they. I think they is like weird. I don't know. They is weird.
So you prefer just the name.
Yeah, just my name. We came up with one called Hume, but that's like, how do we convince people to say Hume?
Oh, this Hume over here.
Like a human.
Yeah, like a human.
Yeah, like a human.
I prefer that.
I do too.
This Hume.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It sounds pretty.
But you have to figure out how to conjugate it, right? Like, that gets confusing.
Hue and Hume.
Hume.
Yeah. Hue went to the store. People were just going to be like, do you have a friend named Hue now?
Yeah.
And that incredible all around, everyone. Great job. Great work. Have you had any bumps in the road with this bi-gender information, or has it just been smooth sailing? You had to, you know, communicate it to people who haven't accepted it well? I just
get sad sometimes.
Why?
It's tough, you know? It's not really like the world's designed for everybody.
Right.
Yeah. So it feels like there's a lot of pressure. Sometimes I get nervous. I'm like, you should be with a guy. You like guys forever. I'm not that.
Right.
And then it's confusing, you know?
Yeah. But
how does that make you feel hearing that? Like, I should be with a guy.
Well, you know, it's definitely like been a thing where I have had a range of reactions to that, where I feel like I've been like, really understanding, like, oh my God, no, like, of course not. Like, I love you as a person. Like, it doesn't matter because I like fell in love with you. And then other times I'm like, well, what do you mean? like kind of defensive about it. Like,
because what does that mean about you?
Right.
Yeah. Cause I mean, sometimes, you know, like it makes me sad cause I'm like, and kind of frustrated because I'm just like, no, like, I just love you. And
right.
Like that.
And how could that not be enough?
Yeah. Right. But like, yeah. I mean, I feel like we haven't had to like have that conversation in a really long time.
Long time.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
And is it something that you're talking about just out of curiosity with family? Because you are, Bill, is it fair to say you're masculine presenting?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, yeah.
So this is an internal thing that people wouldn't necessarily know about, right? Unless you opened up that conversation.
Right, yeah. I kind of try to keep presenting masculine because, you know, it's like, I don't know what else I would. It's like, I don't know. I would mix it, I guess.
I mean, also, I think that you're in a really tough position with your career where you make a lot of money and you have a lot of success as a white dude.
Yeah. Right.
And so that's like a really confusing thing because it raises a lot of questions about like, oh, well, why couldn't you make as much money or be as successful like presenting as the thing that you wanted to be presenting as? And then it's like, oh yeah, also like women aren't as successful. Women don't get paid as much as like a white dude. So it just like makes you think about those dynamics, and it's just hard because it's like, why would you like want to try to present to something else when you're just doing so well presenting as a white dude?
It's totally.
It's
how well?
Very, very well.
Pretty
like,
pretty
what
well.
Are
pretty
we doing? Well. Like, honestly, what are we talking about?
I don't know.
Bill's a dang celeb.
I'm not a celeb.
No, Bill is.
What kind of cheddar per year?
Well, I see you in like every commercial on the television.
It's a lot of spots.
Every single one.
Yeah, it's like been a good year.
And Mary, what commercial are you in as the waitress? I don't know what company is, but you're so great in it.
Thank
you're
you.
Like a harried waitress, adorable. Yeah. What is it?
It's Tide Pods.
Tide Pods.
Better be clean.
Better be clean.
Yeah.
That should have been their slogan. 2016, better be clean.
I hope they're listening right now.
It's got to be Tide.
If it's got to be Tide, it's got to be clean. 2016. That's the year. That's the motto.
Yeah.
So, Bill, are you feeling trapped in this presentation?
I mean, yeah, definitely a little, but like, I feel comfortable. I mean, people say I'd present as a guy, but I'm wearing tracksuits and stuff. I don't think I am.
True.
I mean, most of the clothes I wear, I try to
keep it
feminine, neutral, yeah, whatever. It's like either gender could wear whatever I'm wearing. That's my main. I started wearing dresses.
Every gender should want to wear there's a winged girl.
Oh, that's me. Yeah.
Purple on his shirt with, as Emily said, you know, I mean, really, you are giving me a lot of Long Island 1988 mom.
Yeah.
You know, like there's, and that shirt I would have died for that in seventh grade.
Died. I definitely think I had that.
It's tight. It's a great shirt.
It's huge. It's very tight.
Yeah.
All right. Should we take a little break?
Let's do it.
Okay.
OMFG! Okay, welcome back. We are here with the Bill Kottkamp and the delightful Mary Neely.
Ah, wow.
Meow. I'm a cat.
I've been wanting to be a cat.
I believe it.
So, guys, gals, you are millennials. You are in love.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're more in love. I don't know that I have the kind of love I'm seeing across
the way. I know, right? I'm
checking in on my own love because what you have is really special.
I would like to gaze into my husband's eyes.
In the way that they are gazing. Yeah. Like, they are seriously.
I'm going to go home and have a gaze.
And how will Addie deal with that?
Probably be like, what are you looking at? Do I have something in my face? Like, what's going on?
I mean, they are connected.
They are connected. It's
really,
beautiful.
Really connected.
Yeah.
You can feel that across the table.
Mm-hmm.
Mary?
Yeah.
So we're going to try to find out a little bit about millennial love. We came across a couple articles, and maybe you guys can tell us if this is accurate, if it feels completely off base. Maybe your friends are having a different kind of experience, and so on. So in the Love and Lust, 10 Things We Learned About Millennials on the Huffington Post, they said that millennials are hungry for romance.
Wow.
They said, we asked people currently in a relationship which they would most want to add to it. More sex, more romance, or more affection? Would you believe that a third of millennials, more than either of any of the age groups, opted for more romance, while just under a quarter wanted more sex? How does that land?
People are having enough sex. That's interesting.
Yeah.
They think they're not having enough sex?
They just want more romance.
They want more romance.
That's all they want. That's what they're craving.
I guess that makes sense. I don't know.
Because I'm like, sex is romance in a way.
Right.
So it's like, how do you differentiate between the two? Because I feel like that's a flaw in the article. Because then by them being like sex, I feel like that's assuming that it's not romantic sex, that it's just like, let's fuck.
Well, right. And it could be that, right? I mean, maybe people are just like, fucking, you know, like no problem, but they're craving romance in relationships, right?
Well, or they're talking about just in general.
I think just in general.
Actually, they do say people currently in a relationship, so they're talking about the people in a relationship.
Okay. Yeah.
Because I feel like with more romance comes more sex,
right?
Because then you're like feeling intimate, because
having
sex with like one person and the person that you have a lot of feelings for is very vulnerable.
Right, that's true.
I love the whisper.
What are some romantic things for you? Like, what is romance is what I'm trying to say.
I don't know, just like being sweet to each other. And we try to like give each other little surprises, like... Like, I don't know. Like,
for instance, Emily's like, where are my surprises?
I know, literally.
She just had to gasp. She looked at me like, where are they? And I'm like, I'll get you some.
Thank you.
I will come up with surprises for you.
my favorite one that I think Mary also liked was I was in Atlanta, and I got sent home early. Like, they were like, we're going to send you home Wednesday.
Because Bill was doing a movie.
Yeah, that's why I was in it. It's called Fist Fight. It's a tentative
It's with Charlie Day and Ice Cube.
Yeah, probably 2017. Loki. I don't know.
Christina Hendricks.
I'm in a scene with a few cool people.
Wow.
It's gonna be a good movie.
How are her boobs?
Wow. Offensive first question.
Really?
Oh my God. No, I mean they're great, you know. But she's a very great actress.
No doubt.
She's
just
very great.
Asking.
I know. Everybody asks about that first.
Well,
so I'm
she's
just like
boob.
They're
presenting.
Beautiful. Like,
no, I know.
Yeah, she's boob presenting.
You know,
she's boob presenting.
She's gorgeous.
She knows.
But yeah, I came home early and I didn't tell her. And then I was
you didn't
at her
tell
door.
Christina Hendricks. Oh.
No, I didn't. Mary, I was just at her. I was just at her house.
Oh, that's sweet.
It was. Yeah. I literally started just crying because I was so overwhelmed.
Yeah. Well,
that's
I told her
so
I was,
reality bites. Yeah.
I told her I was going to FaceTime her at like 6 and then I was outside her door.
Because Bill kept on being like, oh, my phone's like, Bill would be in Atlanta and be like, oh, my phone is like dying. So like I'm out. I won't be able to talk for a while. So that was like a thing that was normal. And
right.
So then you were like, oh, like my phone's dying. Like I'm out.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, for sure. Like for a long time. And I had like a bunch of stuff to do. So I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah.
And then
ding dong.
FaceTimed me outside of my apartment.
Perfect.
And I like. It was like really overwhelming. I've never been genuinely surprised like that. Like, actually, like, you know, people are like, I had a like surprise birthday or like whatever. Like, I've never had that feeling where like I was, because I'm always like, I'm on to you.
Yeah, totally.
You can't surprise me.
Right.
And then this was like the first time that I was like, what?
That's cute.
So sweet.
Have you met each other's parents?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Are they vibing? Yeah. They're feeling it? They're
our
happy?
Parents haven't met.
Yeah, our parents
Our parents
met.
Like each other, though.
They like you. They're happy with Mary and they're happy with Bill.
Yeah, definitely.
We want our moms to go to Disneyland together.
Yeah, we're going to get our moms to go to Disneyland together.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's going to be fun.
Without you?
Can we come?
So no, with us. You guys can come.
Yeah,
you guys
can totally come.
We'll just record the experience if that's okay.
Documentary style.
So, great. Bill's doing movies. Christina Hendricks' boobs are great. And Mary got surprised. I like all of those things.
Yeah. That is romance, though. I like that definition
of
romance.
That is such quintessential romance.
Literally, from Reality Bites, that is what Ethan Hawke does to Winona Ryder.
With a modern FaceTime twist.
Dang.
Exactly.
What does Ethan Hawke do? Wait,
what
happens?
Does he do?
He just shows up at her door. And it's, I mean, you're like, oh my God, he's there. You know, and she's like, she's trying to get off of her porch and she like climbs over the fence and runs to him. It's really lovely. Like, that's what you did. And
wow.
So you are fulfilling a lot of romance movies with that move.
Well, you know, I didn't have like I live in a studio apartment, so I wasn't like climbing out, running
but
across
you
the
were thrilled, which is the point.
Yeah, definitely.
So, and I'm sorry.
Oh no, I was gonna just say another thing with the millennial love. The things that we've learned about is that you guys see a lot of naked people on your phones, so it's not like.
Wait,
you know.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
What? Yeah.
What do you mean we see a lot of naked people on our
phones? 3 in 10 millennials have received via mobile phone a nude photo of a person they know. 1 in 4 have sexted a nude photo of themselves via the phone. And 1 in 5 have posed for nude photos or taken nude photos. So
right.
You just got a bunch of nudes running around on that phone.
We're just paranoid about the NSA.
Yeah, we are afraid of the NSA. Yeah.
I feel
we actually.
You.
Stopped.
We definitely stopped.
We're like actually genuinely scared about our security.
Okay.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah.
That's
we don't
fair.
Have iCloud.
Yeah, we turned off our iCloud. We turned off all our like location services. We're
stop.
Just like.
So there's a lot of romantic paranoia in this relationship and I like it.
Huge romantic
That's
paranoia.
Actually really smart because I always, you know, you never know where those photos end up. They're out there.
They're cataloged.
We
They're
just
living.
Were talking about this last night actually because
yeah.
I asked Bill, I was like, wait. We were like kind of high, and I was like, "Are all of our texts like cataloged somewhere, like in some form?" And Bill was like, "Oh, for sure." And we were like,
100%.
Oh my God, like this is terrifying.
Yeah.
Yes, I think any phone company would have your list of right. I mean, you can always access that from the phone company,
right? But it's just it's like very buried deep. Like you'd really have to like be a relevant celeb. For them to even, like, look through it.
Correct.
Like, there have to be, like, they used – at the NSA, they did used to have filters set up that would look for, like, if people were talking about sex, like, in, like, 2008. And like they were all pervs, and they were just like watching everything from like 2008 to like the Edward Snowden drop,
yeah,
pretty much. Because until then, it was like nobody knew what was going on. So if you typed like any like sexual word, it probably sent off a flag to like the resident pervert, and he would like look at your the body. He would like look at your body, like whatever was sent.
No, boy.
Wow. Yeah. So like probably like it's like they're not allowed to do that anymore, but like they still somebody could,
right?
But like there's like millions of people sending them all at once, like the chances that they're gonna single out you is like low but possible.
Yeah, right. Yeah. How are your friends doing in love out there?
Well, you know, I've had like, so one of my good friends from high school, she started dating this dude when we were 18, who was like a lot older than us, and it was like very controversial.
Did they meet online?
No, they met like through an art school.
Like okay.
A local art school.
How much older?
He was like 32.
Ew.
Yeah.
Ew.
So everyone was like, what the heck? But they've been together for like 5 or 6 years or something.
Okay.
And so she has been like my one friend who's like been in like a serious relationship.
Okay.
Like where I was like, I don't get it.
Like, okay.
Because like, to be honest, I just really didn't think that I would
need help. I'm trying to open some water. I don't know how to do it.
Phil's trying to open the water, yeah, and it is having a little struggle. Let me help.
Sorry, everybody. Sorry, I ruined it.
It's always those kinds of bottles.
Did I break your concentration?
To be honest.
Those specific bottles. To be honest, I like really didn't see myself being in a like serious relationship.
At this age or in general?
Well, actually in general.
Okay.
To be fair, like I like was very comfortable thinking about myself like having weird casual sex for like a long, way longer and like maybe finding someone, but really I just saw myself being single and like adopting a kid on my own and like,
oh my gosh,
being like a single mom and like, yeah, being like, yeah, fuck it, I'm a single mom and like it's gonna be hard, but like we're gonna like get through it. You know what I mean? And like then I just like, yeah, so that was like my version of myself. And like, yeah, it was because I didn't see, because like my friend who was dating this guy, like she's the only person who has
in a relationship.
Yeah, who's
at 24?
Like, yeah, she's like in this like long relationship, and I think they're gonna get married. And like, so like my other friends, like, in because you know, I only graduated college like less than 3 years ago, and like, no one I went to a theater program. No one is like, oh, let's be seriously together. Like, everyone is just like
free,
going crazy.
Yeah.
And so, and like, also just my friends here now, like, some of them have had like, you know, a year long relationship, but like, mostly everyone is single. Like, mm-hmm. I don't
on
know.
Apps or not really on apps?
Some, like, it varies. Like, some of my friends, like, have tried Tinder really seriously where they – because, like, my one friend really figured out how to use Tinder because she was, okay, like – she made it, like, kind of her job a little bit. And she was, like, really good at it, finding people who she, like, was compatible with.
Okay. So she was meeting good quality people that she liked.
Yeah. And then she had, like, a negative experience and stopped. And one of my other friends, like, tried, like, Bumble and, like, all those other ones and – they just date a lot, and like before I met Bill, like we all super related to like the qualms of dating.
Right.
And like I never really used a dating app because I got really freaked out by like
stories.
The notion of, I just couldn't handle like the concept of meeting someone on the internet and then meeting them in real life. Like,
yeah.
I got really freaked out by that. I only went on one Tinder date because like every time I would plan a date, I'd be like, actually, no.
Yeah.
Because, like, I just, like, was really weirded
it's
out
weird.
By it.
It's yeah. really weird. It's a very weird concept. But that's the way Deanna met
I know.
Husband.
I'm like, it's so weird.
Well, and my dad, because yeah, also, I grew up with my dad being, like, Match.com guy. Like, he was, like, into Match.com.
How old is your dad?
He's, like, 60.
Oh, he was about that Match.com life?
Oh, yeah. Like, wow. Early 2000s, like, Match.com dude. Like, yeah. All for a long time. He met his current girlfriend on Match.com.
Okay.
And they've been together for, like, 4 or 5 years or something.
That's, like, the OG of the whole dating
seriously.
App.
Match,
oh, yeah.
For sure.
Oh, yeah. And, like, so, I don't know. I think maybe I also had a personal like weirdness about it just because I saw him like dating mm-hmm. so much when I was younger that I was like, hard. Yeah, weird. Like, yeah. I don't like this. But yeah, I don't know. It's just interesting. Like now with my friends, like, because my identity, like before I met Bill, I think I really strongly identified as being like single and like really like into my own sexuality and like really like, if you think I'm having too much sex and that's your problem, like I'm just like really into like my own sex drive as being a real thing and not being not identifying as like a slut. Right. You know what I mean?
Sure.
And like also just being like this like silly stoner. And so like, I became really comfortable in that, and like my friends.
I love how well you know your own brand. Very inspiring.
Hey, thanks. But yeah, like, and I think my friends became really comfortable with me being like that too. And I was right. like, I think a lot of my humor was really reliant on like being self-deprecating. Mm-hmm. And then it really changed like when I met Bill, because I was like, wow, I met this person who like I'm deeply in love with. Like, I feel really good about myself. Like, I stopped being like this silly stoner. Like, and I was like, wow, I don't want to be dating around. I want to just be with this one person. And like having my personal identity kind of change like that was interesting, because yeah. it's interesting like
seeing how other people react to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. seeing how other people react to it, who like, you know, I value as my friends.
Right.
And like also for myself, like kind of grappling with this like weird like,
who am I?
Who am I? And like, oh my God, oh, like shit. I'm really happy with like my life right now. But I didn't see this for myself, so, like, right. it's kind of weird, but, right. like, I'm into it, you
just
know?
Just to go back for 2 seconds to what you were saying about, like, you know, just feeling good about whoever you want to sleep with, don't you judge me.
Yeah.
I think, is it fair to say, Deanna, when we were younger, it's like you were always kind of conscious of your number, your sexual number?
Yeah.
Is that a thing at all for people? Of
yeah,
your
definitely.
Age?
Yeah,
like,
definitely.
You're like aware of like the number.
I mean, I don't think about it now. Like, I'm not conscious of it because like I don't care about it. But like, you know, before I met Bill, like it was definitely a thing in my mind. And like when I was in college, like one of my best friends and I, we always used to talk about it in okay. like a, what does this mean? And right. like, then, you know, thinking about, like, why does there have to be shame or embarrassment if, like, mm-hmm. your number surpasses a certain thing? Like, I listen to the radio a lot and, like, you know, on Power 106.
Nice.
Like, it's really, like, problematic sometimes because, like, they have these – I remember specifically this one conversation that they were having where they were just, like, it's okay for a guy to have, like – they literally were spelling it out, like, it's okay for a guy to have a high number, like, because that's just a dude. Like, he's just, like, doing his thing. But, like, a girl can't have more than, like, 2 or 3 because otherwise – and then they didn't say it like this, but what they were essentially getting at is, like, otherwise they're – a slut, or like they're like damaged,
they can't
or like
have more than 2 or 3.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was like, whoa, what puritanical freaking mindset are you in, bro? Yeah. Like, and it's just like terrible because it's just like, get the heck over it, people.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think maybe the final question, possibly for you guys, is like, do you see, because we haven't had a lot of people see marriage in their future. Is that something you're talking about? Is it something that's important to you as 22 and 24 year olds?
Yeah. I think so. Yeah. I do. We do think about it. So it's like, if you're in a serious relationship, you got to think about it, you know?
And what are you thinking about?
I mean, I feel like we'd wait for like 4 years or something like that until we're like older and yeah. more set in our jobs and could afford a place to move
sounds
into.
Sounds like you can afford it.
Whoa. Guys, I'm a...
No, guys. Bill is very, very, very...
I'm very frugal.
Well, I was going to say good with money.
Thanks.
Yeah. Bill is just very smart about it.
I mean, we know you have that Roth situation locked down.
Did I talk about my Roth last time?
I know you
time?
Got your millions coming at 60.
Look, guys, if you're listening to this podcast and you're a youth, you know, stop buying alcohol, stop buying drugs, save Save just $100 a month. You'll be a millionaire by 65.
Pay yourself first. That's what someone told me when I was 24.
And that's exactly what you said in the episode.
Did I?
Yes, I love it.
I'm a one-note Sally.
But I love it. He just said, look, everyone knows themselves, and that's a good thing.
Yeah.
You know?
It's true. Pay yourself first.
It's huge. Again. Yeah. Huge. Mm-hmm.
Keep paying. You first. Great. Did we do it?
I think we did it.
You guys, anything you feel you left on the that you need to communicate
to us? We love to play games.
Oh yeah, we do love. That's a huge part of our relationship that we haven't talked about at all. We like genuinely love to play video games together.
Oh,
yeah.
That's
yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I highly recommend it.
Yeah, because
you're working as a team.
You're working as a team.
It's teamwork.
It's teamwork.
Yeah, we don't like to play games where we play against each other. We play together.
Yeah,
And I would only imagine that from the two of you. Is there a game that we should know about? I know no games ever.
Yeah, Destiny. Yeah.
Great, Destiny.
Destiny.
Awesome.
It's by the people who made Halo.
Super.
Yeah.
Mary, are you wearing a squat?
A squaw.
Mary.
You wearing a squaw? Are you wearing a traditional squaw. Native American squaw? Are you squaw?
Are you wearing a SpongeBob SquarePants shirt? Is that what that is?
No. It's actually, was given to Bill by Bill's roommate. It just is a dog that says,
yo, man.
Yo, man.
That's
yeah. Cute. SpongeBob SquarePants apparel. Not a fan.
Cool.
Great. It's just
I hate millennial stuff. Yeah.
SpongeBob is out.
Out. Grandma Versace is.
It's my thing. Yeah.
It's Bill and it's
just Bill. Yeah.
Thanks.
Step back.
Cool. It's in. Glad you guys think it's in. I think it's whatever. I'm not concerned with it.
Great.
It's in.
That's because you're owning it.
Yeah.
You know, guys, we did it. I'm happy to see this level of love.
I know.
Wow.
It's beautiful.
Bill?
It gives me hope.
Well, you're married.
No, I mean for the millennials.
Oh, yes. I just wanted to check in. You know what, Emily?
I too will find this love one day.
I just want to let her know what time it was. Yes, I agree with you 100%.
Right? It gives me hope for these millennials.
Absolutely. And I think that you guys, just being who you are, you're giving, you know, people of your age something to – another alternative.
Wow.
You know?
Dude, it was that powerful.
It is.
It is.
Love is very powerful.
Wow.
Love is powerful.
And so thank you for your love. You.
Then we did it.
Great.
Thank you.
I love you, Mary.
I love you.
I love you, Emily.
I love you, Deanna. OMFG! I mean, she really was everything I was hoping she would be. And more.
So sweet.
And
smart.
More.
You know. Yeah. They love each other.
It's all encompassing.
It's intense.
Sam, did you feel like you were drowning in their love?
I did.
Yeah. It was a lot of love happening in the room.
They were very into each other. I mean, they couldn't keep their hands off each other.
No. And just like, I actually, like, now that I know two people in this room can look at each other that way, I'm going to try to look at you more. Deanna, I'm sorry that I haven't been giving you that kind of beams at you through this process, because you deserve them.
And I will receive them, and I will try to send them right back, shit them back.
Shit them right back at me, girl. Just spray shit them all over me.
Yeah, don't mind if I do. Interesting to see, you know, I didn't know, I was actually kind of scared to play that clip because I didn't know what Bill had communicated with her about his gender identity, mm-hmm. and maybe they hadn't had that conversation, so you knew we could do it. I was scared.
yep, and I said, I will hold your hand romantically, Deanna, and walk us through it.
But look at them.
Look at them.
Look at the beautiful way they kind of dealt with a potentially difficult conversation. I'm very impressed.
Yep.
This is new. You know what I mean? Like, this is a new way.
Very new.
Very impressive. So you can find Bill and Mary, Bill Kottkamp. He likes his Insta.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't care for Twitter these days. But you can find both at Chill Trill Bill. That's CHILLTRILLBILL.
And Mary loves her Insta and Twitter, and she's at M Neelzy, MNEELZY.
And shout out to Kelly S. Burns, at Kelly S. Burns. She said, Frida Foster and at Frida Foster, at Deanna Raphael, really loving the OMFG podcast. Need to binge listen to catch up.
Thank you, girl.
Thanks, girl.
That's so sweet.
And you can find us at OMFG Pod.
If you were looking for us, that's where we would be.
And I am Deanna Chang, and I am at Deanna Raphael.
And I'm Emily Foster, at Frida Foster. It's my middle name. Figure it out.
And you're welcome.
See you guys.
Lean. She's got you high and you don't even know
yet. She's got you high and you don't even know. Hey, how's it going? This is Chris Gethard.
Hey, Chris Gethard. I'm Anonymous.
Hey, Earwolf listeners. My new show is called Beautiful Stories from Anonymous People. Every week, I open the phone line to one anonymous caller, and I can't hang up first, no matter what happens. It's going to surprise you.
I could catch this train.
You're going to jump on that train?
Yeah, I think I'm going to try and stay on the call. I don't know how much time we have.
Ooh, I would love that. Move you.
I would rather go out having done something or try to do something really great.
Make you laugh.
I also sing about poop. I love to sing about poop.
It's Beautiful Anonymous. One phone call, 1 hour, no names, no holds barred. Listen on earwolf.com, iTunes, or your favorite podcasting app.
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Adam Sachs, and Chris Bannon. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.